might say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining to the earth. It gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for a king. Was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Star drew nigh to the northwest, for Bethlehem it took its rest. There it did both stop and stay, right o'er the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
A baby born in Bethlehem, I heard from heaven today. A baby born in Bethlehem, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. The wise men looked and they followed that star, I heard from heaven today. Wise men looked and they followed that star, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul, I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary. shepherds heard the angel's song. I heard from heaven today. The shepherds heard the angel's song. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. There's a bell ringing in another bright world. I heard from heaven today. There's a bell ringing in another bright world. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. To Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello. Is everyone getting excited?
Yeah.
Yes. Jake, are you excited? He's singing Jingle Bells. Excellent. Is everybody ready for Christmas? Because guess what? Christmas starts in just about 2 minutes. It is lovely to be here tonight with everyone. Glad to see everyone here. Tonight's service is a little bit different from when we get together on Sundays. So I've got a couple things for everyone to take note of. First, grown-ups, Jesus was born in a stable. Stables are busy. They are noisy. Sometimes a funny smell wafts through. Tonight's service takes place in a stable. God is familiar with noise and rejoices in it, so do not worry. Second thing, kids, you're going to be invited up close a couple of times during the service. We really want you to come up. And if you like to wiggle, if you like to get up in the middle of things and wander around, bring one of your grown-ups with you. Third, we have gluten-free wafers for communion. If you need one, just ask when you come up. And fourth and last, praying together is like doing a group project. We need everyone to participate. Your parts are on the screen. They'll be italicized. Join in as much as you feel comfortable. All right? I think that's everything. So why don't we take a big breath in and out, and Jerry will start in just a few moments.
Big breath.
On a night long ago in Bethlehem, so the Bible story tells us, we all say together, Jesus was born. Under the light of one especially bright star, Jesus, the light of the world, came to the humble and to the wise. In a plain and simple manger, baby Jesus was laid. Animals gathered all around, guarding him through the night, wrapped in a mother's embrace and a father's care, Jesus slept in peace. Tonight we sing with the angels and welcome him into our hearts with joy. Jesus, child of God, son of Mary, born long ago in power, in poverty and simplicity, be born again with us this night, that through us the world may know the wonder of your love. And we all say together, Amen. Amen.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. God of God, light of light, lo, he is.
Everybody see? Everybody's good? Okay, we're going to say some prayers, and Victoria's going to light a candle when it's time, okay? Here we go. Jesus, you are our light.
And darkness cannot overcome you.
Go ahead, Victoria. See? Look at, there's the candle for Jesus. Jesus, you are the light that was there in the beginning, bringing all things into being and giving knowledge and wisdom to all people. You are our light.
And darkness cannot overcome you.
Jesus, you are the light coming into the world, looking for ones who want to believe, who are ready to live as children of God. You are our light.
And darkness cannot overcome you.
Jesus, you are the light coming to us, and we receive you with open hands, wondering at your grace and marveling at your glory. You are our light.
And darkness cannot overcome you.
All together, amen.
Amen. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
All right, everyone can take a seat, because it is story time. On an ordinary day, in an ordinary time, in an ordinary place, in a small village called Nazareth, God sent the angel Gabriel to bring a big message to an ordinary young woman named Mary.
Greetings, good morning, and God be with you. God is with you. She was completely surprised, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You are going to have a baby, a son, and call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will rule forever. There will be no end to his kingdom. Mary said to the angel, but how? Gabriel smiled and answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby too? Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. Yes, I'm ready to serve. Yes, let it be just as you say.
Not so much of an ordinary day after all. Mary and Joseph waited and got ready to welcome their little baby boy.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name was Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. From the glorious kingdom.
The time of waiting seemed to go both fast and slow, filled with days of plans for the new baby, special visits, shared hopes and dreams and prayers.
And just when the time was so near, Emperor Caesar Augustus commanded that all the people in the land travel to their hometown to be counted. This meant that Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town. Even though the baby would come soon, Mary went too.
It was so crowded, people everywhere, and no room anywhere.
And then the waiting was over. Mary gave birth to a son. She wrapped him tightly and laid him in a manger, a feed box in a stable, the only place they could find.
The angel sang when the baby was born. The angel sang when the baby was born. The angel sang when the baby was born, and proclaiming the Savior Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
In the nearby fields, there were shepherds camping and taking turns watching over their sheep. It was lonely, cold, and dark. Suddenly, an angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed and shone around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Good news, great joy, something wonderful, marvelous, and awesome has happened, something for everyone, everywhere. A Savior has been born in David's town, a Savior who is the Messiah. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped up snug and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels. Angels and more angels, singing and singing and singing, "Glory, glory to God in the highest, peace, peace to all creation and all creatures."
Shepherds came where the baby was born. The shepherds came where the baby was born. The shepherds came where the baby was born, and they say that his name was Jesus. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom. He comes from the glory. He comes from the glorious kingdom.
As quickly and suddenly as they had arrived, the angels left the shepherds surrounded in a warmth and darkness that was filled with stars, stars, and more stars. "Wow, wow, wow, let's go over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God is showing us." They ran and they ran and they ran and they ran and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. "Ah," they said, "sweet," they cooed. "Welcome, welcome, welcome, little one." They counted his tiny fingers and toes. They stroked his silky dark hair. They gazed into his eyes, small and bright, dark and mysterious like the night sky. And in those eyes, they saw their own faces shining back at them. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. Everyone, everywhere was amazed.
The shepherds returned to their flocks and fields, singing and cheering and praising God for everything they saw and heard. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. Mary was filled with quiet joy and wonder as she and Joseph grew in love for one another and baby Jesus. And Jesus, who would be raised in love to be the lover of all peoples. Together we pray. Dear God, on this holy night, we thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus. And we pray for the courage of Mary, the loyalty of Joseph, the peace of the angels, the energy of the shepherds, the curiosity of the animals, and the love of the child, that we might shine like stars to lead people to the light of your Son. Amen.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the light of the world, let us pray with thankful hearts. The lights and flowers and decorations in church and in our homes express our thanks to you, Lord, for coming to this world in person. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. The world Jesus was born into was the world we know. Thank you for being prepared to face the dangers and risks of human mistakes in order to show us how to love. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, Thank you, God. We remember all the times when we haven't been kind, thoughtful, or loving ourselves, and we thank you that in your love for us, you forgive us and show us the way. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, Thank you, God. We remember those who find Christmas to be a sad or lonely season. We remember those for whom it brings difficult memories or anxieties. Through good times and bad times, you are always with us. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, Thank you, God. We remember the blessings of this past year and all the good that you have enabled us to do, for the experiences that have taught us patience and compassion for others. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, Thank you, God. Gracious God, accept the prayers we offer you this night. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Jesus was born to bring peace into the world. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of that peace with one another.
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching for silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent out salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
All right, well, Evie and I have set the table, but we're the only ones here. Could I get some friends down to join us at the table? Everyone is welcome. Hi, Jake. Hi, Emery. Hi, Charlie. Can you hold my book for me? Perfect. All right. Hey, thanks for coming down. So, the next thing we're going to do is we are going to share a meal. Now, in my house, when it's a fancy meal, we put the tablecloth on. So we did that. We put some placemats. We've got that. I have got some bread here, some crackers, some more over here. I've got wine in this big cup, and I've got more wine over here. So we are going to hand these out. So you can take one and pass it on. There you go. There you go. Can you hand those out to everybody? Because before we eat, we're going to say some prayers. We're going to thank God for all the wonderful things God does in the world. We're going to thank God for the food we have to share here. And there are some parts that you are going to say, okay? So if you're looking at the pages, everything that's really big and bold, those are your parts, okay?
Ones that say people first.
And Charlie is going to hold my book so that I remember what to say, okay? So can you turn that way a little bit? And just hold it like that. All right. Is everybody ready? Source of light and gladness, accept all we offer on this joyful feast. May we grow up in Jesus, who unites our lives to yours. For he is Lord, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Why is it right to give thanks and praise? Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, loving God, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and blood. Why do we share this bread and wine?
Listen and we will hear.
On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, and his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. How do we follow Jesus Christ?
Listen and we will hear.
Help us, God, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered into your loving arms. And now, with St. Mary, St. Joseph, St. James, and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Okay, everyone can go back to your seats for a few minutes. Not yet. And now let us pray together. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus, come among us.
Know to us in the breaking of the bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Once the music begins, you can start to filter forward, and Jerry and I will give out communion.
Winter star up in the sky, looking down on earth tonight. How I wonder, Do you see the way your light has guided me? For you were there when he was born, on that first Christmas morn. He led three kings to Bethlehem, and you still lead us to him. 'Cause you're the light of love and peace, shining bright for the world to see. When the nights get cold and dark, you lead us on, winter star. I remember as a child, keeping warm by the fire. There you were upon the tree, always watching over me. You're the light of love and peace, shining bright for the world to see. And when the nights get cold and dark, lead us home, winter star. Song, winter star, you lead us home, winter star, you lead us home, winter star.
Yes.
no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus. Look down from on high and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you
Dishes are done, and that means it's time for everyone to stand up so we can say another prayer. Holy One, whose word has come among us in Jesus, the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith shine in our hearts and direct our words and
and deeds, through him who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you this Christmas and always. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Friends, go in peace to tasty suppers, early bedtimes, a joyful morning, and to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Did she name him, my Lord? What did she name him, oh my Lord? What did she name him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, oh my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Where did she? Where did she lay him, my Lord? Where did she lay him, oh my Lord? Where did she lay him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Laid him in a manger, my Lord. Laid him in a manger, oh my Lord. Laid him in a manger, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. baby, oh my Lord. Mary had a baby, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.
No problem.